forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Daytime highs approaching 69 this afternoon under sunny skies, winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight, lows around 41. Sunny skies and calm tomorrow, 76. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 63.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Bumpers for Boobies brought out car enthusiasts to raise money to help Breast Cancer Awareness Month. They gathered at John Hoffer Chrysler Jeep in Shannon with Bumpers for Boobies, the organization raising money for the Pink Fund, spoke to WIBW.
We kind of wanted to get everybody together because a lot of our members have been affected by breast cancer, so we wanted to get everybody together and really raise money for a good cause.
It was also a perfect time to show off your car, as Jim Curtis also told WIBW.
We're trying to help John Hoffer. He's got a car show going on. We've got a lot of people out here, some vendors, and I just brought my Roadrunner out that I've been working on for 4 years, and I wanted to show it off.
In other news, the Kansas State Parks Director, Linda Lanterman, was awarded with the Distinguished Director Award at the National Conference for National Association of State Park Directors. She said that she was humbled and honored to be recognized by her friends and colleagues of the National Association. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Come check out the new look at Midwest Kia. Updated models, upgraded incentives, and a store remodel to go with them. What hasn't changed? Midwest Kia is still the better way to buy. We're proud of our promise to provide a simple, transparent, and fast buying experience without the price gouging and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of the ad. Want choices? We've got over 200 new and used vehicles to choose from, with more new Kias on the lot and available than any time in the last few years. Want a better rate? New Kias qualify for interest rates as low as 0.9%. And don't forget, every new Kia comes with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. New look, same great value. That's why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Many gathered in Topeka in a march to the state capitol in honor of Zoe Felix, a five-year-old who was brutally murdered last week. And now people are calling on lawmakers to make a change immediately. Some protesters spoke to KSNT.
As a parent myself, I have to have justice for this little girl.
They failed her. Everybody failed her. And it wasn't right.
I think everybody should be here. I think everybody should be concerned.
Jenner Cochran, a Topeka father, organized the event through Facebook, and over 100 people showed up to Saturday's march. They're asking for Governor Kelly to call a special session to address these matters in our state. A plan by the Catholic Diocese of Wichita was granted a permit by the Parks and Recreation Departments, along with police, to close the street in front of Trust Women Clinic, as they were going to hold a Mass for Life, but it was canceled after a judge put a hold on the city permit that would have allowed it. The clinic was founded by George Tiller, a Wichita abortion provider who was shot to death in 2009 by an anti-abortion extremist. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Grand Island police are investigating a theft at St. Paul's Christian Child Care. Thousands of dollars have reportedly been stolen. GIPD have spoke with staff members at the department earlier this week, and it's been reported that in excess of $150,000 have been stolen. This investigation is open and active. UNK students have rallied together to protest the budget concerns after the school announced that they are trying to trim their budget down by $4.3 million in arts and humanities. Student organizer Laura Rosema spoke with KSNB Local 4.
It was heart-wrenching. It was extremely upsetting to think that multiple someones somewhere didn't value the humanities and the arts.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. News happens quickly across the region, and you need to stay in the know. That's when you turn to us. Join me, Felix Johnson, with your Mid-America Network News. We're here for you all day to give you the latest news, information, and local stories from across Kansas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, and beyond. From the latest at the state capitol to stories in your community to highway closures, community events, and much, much more. The Mid-America Network is here for you.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners voted unanimously last week to approve a notice of hearing for a tax abatement request from Landall Ventures for expansion of Landall Company operations adjacent to Shop 50 east of Marysville. A 10-year, 100% property tax abatement is being sought for a new 42,000-square-foot facility that would allow continued expansion of operations to accommodate increased demand. Challenges finding additional employees for second and third shift have forced Landall to focus on increased production with the first shift. 28 new jobs could be created with additional equipment to add efficiency. An estimate of $4.5 million for property tax on land and building over 10 years will be considered for abatement at a public hearing October 28th at 10 a.m. Commissioners received a letter sent to one of the landowners in Oquito Township regarding a shared bridge between Marshall and Gage County, advising they will not be allowed to access their property via the Nebraska side. Public Works Administrator will get an updated bid on the bridge replacement. Commissioners voted to transfer funds with $1 million from the general fund to capital improvement and $115,000 from general to risk management fund. Public Works advising that Limestone Road between 4th and 5th Roads in Marshall County was closed Friday and will remain closed approximately 6 weeks for a bridge project. Informational meetings regarding the sales tax proposal on the ballot for the jail project are planned Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. at the Marysville Helvering Center, and Wednesday, 7 p.m. at the Waterville Community Center. Washington County Economic Development Board, John Bruna, Denise O'Day, Justin Rogge, Deb Cruzy, Melissa Oldie, and Darren Bruno were invited to last week's meeting, as commissioners are considering combining economic development and tourism boards and one of their input. They're looking at creating a full-time position within the county. After discussion, no decision was made. John Bruna currently serves economic development, and Gloria Moore recently retired as tourism director. Viewing a bridge in Hanover that's being replaced with $1 million in state funding, that project remains $90,000 short, and it was noted the county owns bridges in communities with less than 2,000 population. Nemahaw County Commissioners voted unanimously to extend the moratorium on commercial wind projects at last week's meeting, and after discussion unanimously approved the 2024 budget. And that for 36.057 mills. Marshall County Outreach Flu Clinics are scheduled this week in Marysville Monday, October 9th at the Helvering Center from 12:30 to 1:20, Thursday, October 12th at the Blue Rapids Community Center from 9 to 9:30, and in Waterville at the Community Center from 11:30 until 12:30. Monday, October 16th stops planned in Axtell, Summerfield, and Beatty, Tuesday, October 17th at Frankfort and Vermilion, and a final stop Thursday, October 19th in Bremen. Immunization forms online at marshallcohealth.org. Residents reminded to bring current insurance cards. Firefighters responded to a house fire in Beatrice early Saturday morning around 3:30 a.m. at 1123 South 6th Street, along U.S. 77 in South Beatrice. The fire was contained to a front bedroom and hall with smoke damage throughout and was apparently caused by a space heater. There were no injuries reported. The family was at home at the time of the fire. Jack Ratliff Jr., age 71, of Beatty, passed away Saturday. Private family service to be held at a later date, with Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Jack Ratliff Jr. Michael D. McClary, age 67, of Overland Park, formerly of Vermilion, passed away Thursday. A memorial service is planned Friday, 10 a.m., at the Vermilion Christian Church. Determine the Vermilion Cemetery, Hopkins Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Michael McClary.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
October is Cooperative Month, and Blue Valley Technologies is celebrating. Join us on Friday, October 27th for Drive-Thru Donut Day. Swing through on your way to work or school and have breakfast on us at our west parking lot from 7 to 10 a.m. We'll be giving away donuts, hot apple cider, coffee, special merchandise, and two chances to win $25 Blue Valley bill credits. We hope to see you on Friday, October 27th in Home City.
Attention residents of Marshall County, this is an important message for you. Your vote will determine whether or not sales tax will help fund a new jail in the November 7th general election. Your participation and understanding of this proposal are essential. Plan to attend an informational meeting at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, October 10th at the Marysville Helvering Center, or Wednesday, October 11th at the Waterville Community Center. Be there, stay informed, and make your voice count.
Hey everybody, it's Eddie Montgomery from Montgomery Gentry, and we're going to be having a party as we celebrate something to be proud of in Marysville, Kansas on October the 12th. That's a Thursday, October the 12th at the Landau Family Sports Complex. Can't wait to see you there. Come on, the party's on its way.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are currently hiring cement truck drivers with a Class A or B CDL license. Experience is preferred, but welcome enthusiastic candidates willing to learn. A full-time position with a guaranteed 44 hours per week with paid employee health insurance and a comprehensive benefit package. Applications can be picked up at either location during regular business hours. Join Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix in delivering quality concrete to Marshall, Nemaha counties, and the surrounding area.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 40s. Sunny and a bit warmer into Tuesday with our highs in the lower 70s and lower 80s. Before a slight chance for some scattered showers over Tuesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 60s. More showers possible into Wednesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and upper 80s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. And scattered showers continue throughout Wednesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower 50s and mid 60s. Southeast winds around 15 miles per hour and gusting as high as 30. Showers and thunderstorms may continue into Thursday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid 60s and lower 80s. South winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Showers are likely into Thursday night, cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Westerly winds around 20 miles per hour and gusting as high as 35. And more rain Friday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early October 73, record high on this date 93, the average low 47 and the record low 19. Sunrise this morning 7:31, sunset this evening at 6:58.
If your employer offers paid vacation time, you really should be using it. All about the disappearing American vacation on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. the state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, October 9th, the 282nd day of the year. The late Beatle John Lennon would have turned 83 years old today. Here's a baffling contradiction about America's workforce. When surveyed, around 85% of workers say they could use a vacation right about now. But the amount of paid time off we actually used has been steadily decreasing for decades. In the year 2000, we took about 21 days per year on average. Today, that number is down to 18 days. Explanations range from paranoia about job security, technology that allows work from anywhere, or an overwhelming backlog of work on return. Whatever the reasons, experts say employers need to stress paid time off as not just a perk, but as a necessity. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Ease the burden on your loved ones with pre-planning services offered through Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville and Anders Fifely Funeral Home in Riley. This is Jared Anders, and we can help you in assuring that your wishes will be taken care of, easing the decision process for your family. From service arrangements to special requests, let us take time to meet your exact needs. Find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us at Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville or at Anders Fifely Funeral Home in Riley.
Check out Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice, where you can count on a hometown, low-pressure, high-volume deal every day. Home of the used megastore with the largest selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs in southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas. All priced competitively, serviced, and ready to roll. Check them out online at twinriv.com or drive in today. Their finance specialist puts you in a newer used vehicle with no hassle and terms you can afford. It's the used megastore, a new car and truck headquarters, Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram West Court in Beatrice.
Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home is proud of the skill, spirit, and perseverance of the Southern Raiders fall sports teams and will be rooting for the guys and girls at all the upcoming events. Good luck, athletes, from your friends at Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home, 505 North 9th, serving Wymore with dignity. Vance Gertis Funeral Home is singing the praises of the Diller O'Dell High School students involved in music, FBLA, FFA, speech, band, and every other academic area. These students have worked hard, and their talents will surely shine this week in their events. From your friends at Vance Gertis Funeral Home in O'Dell.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. The K-State Wildcats were not able to break the streak of losing in Stillwater against the Oklahoma State Cowboys on Friday night as they fell 29-21 with Will Howard having three interceptions. Though he led the team in rushing with 10 carries and 104 yards with a touchdown. The streak includes losses in 2019 and 2021. The Wildcats will be back on the road next week in Lubbock against Texas Tech. Mizzou fell to the other Tigers in Louisiana as LSU came away with the victory 49-39. Oklahoma came away with the victory with 15 seconds left on the clock. Quarterback Dylan Gabriel threw a 30-yard touchdown to Nick Anderson to win the Red River rivalry over Texas 34-30. Texas was the only team in the top three to lose as the number two team in the country. Michigan dropped 52 on Minnesota as they scored 10. And Georgia dropped 51 to Kentucky's 13.
Social Security belongs to you. You work hard and pay into it. So it's only fair for you to expect to get the money you've earned to help cover living expenses and bills, and not for politicians to use as a piggy bank. That's why AARP is fighting to protect your Social Security so you get what you've earned. Learn more at aarp.org/you earned it. That's aarp.org/you earned it. Paid for by AARP.
The Fox Kansas ICT Local Spotlight is shining a light on the amazing local businesses in Wichita to remind you to shop locally and support businesses like Little Buster's Sports Bar and Grill in Derby, Easy Credit Auto Sales, Empire Taco of Mulvane, Whiskey Dick's Bar and Grill, and Wynn Insurance. Wichita really does have it all. So keep your dollars close to home and let's continue to grow together by supporting these ICT local businesses.
The Jayhawks got the job done over the UCF Knights 51-22 as Jason Bean threw for 91 yards and a touchdown. But a lot of the job was done on the ground with Devin Neal getting 154 and a touchdown. Daniel Hyshaw Jr. had 134 with two touchdowns. Dylan McDuffie had 91 along with two touchdowns as well. They defeat UCF for the very first time in their Big 12 lives. Next week, KU will head to Oklahoma State to play the team that just beat their rivals in K-State. In other college football games, Alabama was able to get a six-point win over Texas A&M. Florida State got a big victory over Virginia Tech, 39-17. Louisville got a huge victory over the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, 33-20. Number 16, Ole Miss Rebels, had a 27-20 victory over Arkansas. And in the late-night action, the USC Trojans and reigning Heisman Trophy winner Caleb Williams squeak out against the Arizona Wildcats, 43-41 in overtime. Next week, there is set to be a huge matchup between Oregon and Washington, who are ranked back-to-back, with Washington being number 7 and Oregon being number 8. Both teams are coming off a bye week. Mid-American Network Sports.
Friday night football scores. Valley Heights outlasted Marysville 38-30. Rock Creek over Hiawatha 69-13. Clay Center shut out Concordia 53-0. Axtell over Hanover 56-0. Frankfort shut out Blue Valley 49-0. Washington County fell at Lincoln 42-8. Lynn over Donovan West 84-18. Garden Plain knocked off Centralia 35-6. Bruning Davenport Shickley beat Diller Odell 60-20. Palmyra over Southern 22-14.
October is National Eat Together, Eat Better Month, and since our harvest baskets are overflowing and the farmers' markets are filled with locally grown produce, it's an easy time to make this happen. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Families that eat together tend to eat more nutritious meals and a wider variety of foods. Shared meals also provide an ideal time to socialize, exchange ideas, and learn healthy eating habits from each other. Start with a trip to the garden and get everyone involved in the harvest. Supplement your own garden fresh produce with a trip to the farmer's market. While there, consider purchasing some new-to-you vegetables and fruit for your family to try. Then search the internet and your recipe books for tasty ways to include these fruits and vegetables in your meal. Get everyone involved in the process. Those reluctant veggie eaters in the group may be a bit more adventuresome if they have helped select the ingredients and recipes for the meal. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
The tradition continues at Veering's Pumpkin Farm. Bring the whole family for some fall fun. They have something for everyone, from little pumpkins to giant stacker pumpkins, gourds, decorative squash, and more. Their patch is bursting with vibrant colors and unique shapes. Snap a pic and create unforgettable moments at Veering's Pumpkin Farm. Come see them 1 mile east of Walmart, Wednesday through Friday, 2 to 7 p.m., and 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. Credit cards and Venmo accepted.
On the Bricks in historic downtown Fairbury welcomes Kansas native and season 20 contestant on The Voice, Savannah Chestnut.
Kansas and I are missing you tonight.
Savannah has shared the stage with such acts as the Eli Young Band, Ranger Smith, Tanya Tucker, just to name a few. Tickets are just $10 at the door with beer specials and a free snack bar. Don't miss your chance to see Savannah Chestnut at On the Bricks, Friday, October 13th. Doors open at 5:30, show at 7. Visit onthebricksvenue.com for details.
If you're looking for one of the first places European explorers touched land in what is today the United States, you may need to head to a U.S. territory rather than a state. It's here that you'll find some amazing history that perhaps you didn't even know existed in the country. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. What have you overlooked when it comes to passing a farm or land on to others? What are the hazards on your operation that you may not see? What if a cyber attack wipes out all of your records and costs you lots of time, cash, and headaches? They're all some of the items I hadn't thought a lot about, but as a farmer and landowner, I should. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide and their farm certified agents to help us all see what we may have overlooked. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew, where we've created short videos on important topics to help protect your next. Learn more about important topics that can impact all of us.
Valentine Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
This island was one of the first that European explorers encountered. Walter Chavez shares the story from San Juan National Historic Site.
Columbus apparently did come to the island of Puerto Rico. He was on the west side of the island, but obviously the word got back to the Spanish, and then the Spanish started making their way out this way.
Columbus arrived here on his second voyage to the New World on September 25th, 1493. Spanish seafarers quickly realized the importance of this island.
Once you got on the ship, the winds would bring you here, and it was strategically located, so it'd be a great place to stop off, get supplies, get water, get all the things you needed, both going towards the Americas and coming back the other way.
The Spanish began building fortifications here, and today's city of San Juan has grown up around it. It is difficult to describe this massive structure.
If you describe it in the amount of years that it took, I mean, started in the 1530s, and they didn't finish the last part of the wall up here, middle 1700s. So that's over 250 years that it took to build the entire system.
Stone forts and walls were built to withstand attacks, both from sea and land. It was a formidable task to attack the Spanish here.
Both the British and the Dutch attacked, and the British actually took over the fort at one time. But apparently, after they took over the fort, they caught dysentery and other things, and they eventually just abandoned the fort, and Spanish came back and took it over.
The English held San Juan, but for a few months in 1598, before relinquishing control back to Spain. Today, the impressive fort is open to visitors, and we'll return next time as we travel the countryside. San Juan, Puerto Rico. I'm Andrew McCray.
When the forecast calls for frost, pay attention to the forages your cattle are grazing on. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Some forages become toxic when they're nipped by the cold, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
When we get a frost, forage crops such as Sudan grass, sorghum, and sorghum Sudan grass hybrids will build up a toxic gas called prussic acid. Cattle and sheep are very susceptible to prussic acid poisoning. Signs include staggering, labored breathing, spasms, and foaming at the mouth, and they can die within an hour if not treated. There are steps you can take to prevent it. If you haven't had a frost yet, avoid grazing on nights when there's a chance for frost because the toxin will develop in the plant within hours. Rebecca Vitito is an extension field agronomist at Iowa State University. She also recommends not grazing any wilted plants or new regrowth coming from those plants.
When it's developing that new regrowth is going to have really high potential levels of that prussic acid. We want people to wait to graze until that new growth is at least 18 to 20 inches or 24 to 30 inches for like sorghum Sudan grass. Now, sometimes in the fall, like in Iowa, you know, if it's not that tall, you know, once we have that light frost, I don't expect those warm season annuals to grow a whole lot more.
Your next option is to stop grazing the forage and harvest it to feed later.
You know, if you were to mow it and let it dry, those forages should be safe to feed within 5 to 6 days after being dried. So that would be one potential option there. You could also chop it for silage. And then if we wait the proper time, usually we want to delay feeding that silage for at least 8 weeks after ensiling. That's also going to greatly reduce that risk.
If there is a concern with harvested forages, have a forage sample tested to eliminate any concerns with feeding. Learn more about prussic acid and frosty forages at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Tempted and tried, we oft made to wonder why it should be thus all the day long, while there are others living about us, never molested.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance in Beatrice feature name brands including Ashley, as well as Whirlpool and Maytag Appliances. over 300 new appliances in stock for immediate pickup or delivery to your home with free shipping on all purchases over $499. Check out name brand dishwashers starting at $399. Reclining sofas starting at $488. From Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance, Indian Creek Mall in Beatrice.
Mixed news in a food price inflation forecast. Next on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. While food prices continue to rise, the rate of the increase has slowed since last year. Matt McLaughlin is an economist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
What we have seen this whole year is very gradual disinflation, or not price decreases, but a slowing of price increases. And we expect them also to continue into the future as well.
McLaughlin says food prices in 2022 went up 11.4%. making this year's forecast look pretty tame.
For all food, we are forecasting that food prices will increase by 5.8%, food at home will increase by 5.1%, and food away from home will increase by 7.1%. This is pretty well in line with what we forecasted last month.
McLaughlin goes on.
For the most part, what we've seen is just this gradual ramping down. And what we haven't seen is some of the very large scale problems that we saw in the food supply chain in 2022. Remember, there were very large outbreaks of avian influenza that year, as well as growing international conflicts.
McLaughlin says the average annual food inflation rate the past 20 years is only about 2%, and he looks for a more normal rate again in 2024. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are currently hiring cement truck drivers with a Class A or B CDL license. Experience is preferred, but welcome enthusiastic candidates willing to learn. A full-time position with a guaranteed 44 hours per week with paid employee health insurance and a comprehensive benefit package. Applications can be picked up at either location during regular business hours. Join Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix in delivering quality concrete to Marshall, Nemaha counties, and the surrounding area.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. While Washington, D.C. is relatively stagnant as we get ready for the vote for Speaker of the House again starting this week, as the U.S. House of Representatives is out of session until they face the task of electing a new Speaker of the House, which is planned on Tuesday and Wednesday after Tuesday's motion to vacate positions last week with a 216 to 210 vote. And the Republican conference said that they are planning to meet on Tuesday to vote for their next candidate the next day, as two congressmen, Steve Scalise and Jim Jordan, have both put their hats in the ring, and former President Donald Trump has officially endorsed Jim Jordan for that seat. Ethan Lane, the Vice President for Government Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says from the agricultural standpoint, he's spoken with several different U.S. House members over the past couple of days regarding the process on how things are going.
None of them have told me they think this will be over in a timely manner. But I think it's important to recognize the difference between, you know, the 15-ballot Kevin McCarthy vote and what we're looking at now. I don't think either of these candidates is necessarily a third rail to some members like Speaker McCarthy was. But I do think there are folks who have sort of aligned themselves with one or the other. It's hard to tell how long they'll maintain those alliances before sort of deciding, okay, you know, let's go with your guy. And that could be Wednesday, that could be Thursday. I think some of the conservative members I've talked to, and I'm saying small c conservative, right, less optimistic members, have felt like they could spend most of next week talking about this.
He goes on to say that the House can still hold hearings right now and still process bills, and Speaker Pro Tem Patrick McHenry of North Carolina is overseeing that open session right now.
That type of governing is what these folks that are rejecting Kevin McCarthy were objecting to, right? Is the idea of, you know, these big year-end packages rather than regular order bills. But it's those same members putting things in those bills that makes them impossible to pass in the whole chambers.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Wichita State Volleyball continues its annual tradition of hosting their Dig Pink Match, supporting breast cancer awareness research, on Friday, October 20th at 7 p.m. against long-standing rival Tulsa. A portion of ticket sales will be donated to the Side Out Foundation. Plus, the first 500 fans will receive a pink rally towel at the match. Purchase your tickets at goshockers.com/tickets or call the Shocker Ticket Office at 316-978-FANS. We'll see you at the match wearing pink.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas. At Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, you'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
American consumers love their beef. Exports are high, creating positive trends for cattle producers on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Unlocking your soil's full potential starts here with a true vertical tillage solution. The all-new Great Plains VT1100 Turbo Max, re-engineered with a boulder frame and finishing attachment options like a double basket and chopper reels. The VT1100 delivers greater versatility and performance. Plus, use adjustable gangs for cross-season soil management and add implement command for at-your-fingertips control. Visit your local Great Plains dealer or greatplainsag.com to learn more. Great Plains. Harvest starts here.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Believe in beef, it pushes the market. The cattle markets were booming in 2021 thanks to the strong consumer demand. Signals point to another good year this year, both domestically and internationally. Norman Voiles Jr. is the vice chair of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. He says the global demand for beef is as high as it's ever been. For the first time, they're expecting an export excess of $2 billion to three different markets this year, and total exports around $10 billion.
Exports across the globe are up significantly. Looks like we're adding as much as $400 per fed animal because of those exports, largely driven by variety meats that aren't typically used by U.S. consumers, beef lips, tongues, things like that. People like beef and are glad to buy it.
Despite higher sticker prices on beef, consumers are still purchasing. According to a 2020 study by Kansas State University, consumers were becoming less sensitive to rising meat prices and were willing to pay more to ensure high-quality beef was in their shopping carts. In the meantime, Voyle says alternative proteins have cut very little into the beef market.
Very limited right now. The reason for that, people tend to like something that is one ingredient. Beef is one ingredient. When you start talking about some of these alternative proteins, massive amounts of different ingredients go into making those. Folks like it simple and like good taste, and you can't beat a good steak or really good hamburger for that.
I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about beef consumer research trends at agriculture.com.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stockyard sale Wednesday, October the 11th, starting at 11 a.m. The sale will feature over 175 big fancy Angus, black white face, red Angus, and Charlie Angus cross, fall calving, first calf heifers with 30 to 75 day old Angus sire calves by side. This will be an outstanding offering of local, well cared for first calf heifers, of which several are AI sired, and most have had all their shots. Cow pairs include 23 black and sim Angus cows. They'll be 3 to 6 years old with Angus sired 30 to 60 day old calves. Be 9 red and red white face Hereford sim and cross cows, 6 to 8 years old with 30 to 45 day old red Angus sired calves. Spring calving cows include 200 black, red Angus, and Charlotte cross cows, mostly 2 to 6 years old, bred to Angus and sim Angus, Hereford, and red Angus bulls, February, March calving. All cattle will be sold in lots to suit the buyer's needs. To consign cattle, for more information on a special cow sale to be held Wednesday, October the 11th, starting at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier as we move through a Monday today, getting closer to the wrap-up of the trading day as we're still kind of mixed across the board right now. Corn is lower. Wheat is higher right now. Livestock still mostly in the red on the day. We'll see how we wrap up here in just a bit. December corn down right now 2 1/4 at 489 and 3/4. March corn down by 2 pennies at 505 and 1/4 of a cent. In the wheat market, mostly higher here. They're climbing upwards right now. December KC wheat up 13.5 cents at 687 1/4. March KC wheat up by 13 cents at 695 3/4 of a cent. Over in the bean market, mostly lower here as we move through the day. November beans down 4 1/4 at 1262 even a bushel. January beans down by 4.5 cents at 1280 even. In the meals, slightly higher numbers here. October meals up 7.5 to 375 10 cents. December soybean meal up 2.5 to 374 70 cents. And the bean oil is a little bit lower with December down $1.47 at 53.88. January in the red by $1.31 at 53.28 cents. Cotton market mixed on the board right now with December cotton down 13 cents at 87 1/2. March cotton is in the green by 43 cents at 88 62 cents. Look at U.S. dollar index right now. December index is in the green by 29 cents at 106.07. The euro is in the red by just a hair at 105. British pound in the red as well, sitting at 122 overall. 30-year bonds in the green by a point at 111.15. 10-year notes in the green slightly, sitting at 107 at 21.5 as well. Stock market overall moving slightly upward. We'll see if they close in the positive with the Dow Jones up 70 points now at 33,477. The S&P up by 9 points at 43.17. The NASDAQ in the red by a point at 13,429. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell.
What exactly does it mean to strive? To us, it's the only real way to achieve. To strive is to be driven, to put yourself out there, far from safe spaces and comfort zones, to take all the right risks and fearlessly embrace change, seeking to accomplish what others call impossible. Strive, a bold visionary banking mindset backed by the experience and responsive resources to help accomplish your impossible. Strive.
Make every job easier with one stop at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axle Lumber. For any project inside or out, if you're a professional or do-it-yourselfer, get the tools you need, including Milwaukee, DeWalt, Stanley, and more. Battery-operated tools offer the convenience and mobility with the power to get the job done quickly every time. Stocked with all the blades, bits, and accessories for your convenience as well. Check out the Power Tools selection today and get the work started on your schedule with Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The Kansas Forest Service will soon be releasing a wildfire risk assessment portal to help Kansas landowners understand their fire danger and ways to help mitigate it. Kansas Forest Service Geographic Information Systems Analyst Darcy Paul discusses why she worked on this project and what it can bring to Kansans.
In 2005, the Council of Western State Foresters combined and worked together to make a west-wide risk assessment. We are on the very eastern edge of the Western State Foresters Council, so you're imagining mountains in California and Kansas. And so it doesn't make California looks like it has the wildfire risk, but Kansas doesn't. And so we took that data and we updated it. First off, because, you know, it was several years old. This was 2005, and I started working on it in 2018. And then the thing we really wanted to include was fence data. We had been through Starbuck Fire. We had been through Anderson Creek Fire, and we'd seen the devastation of how that had impacted rangeland and fences. And we needed to capture fence data because it is costly and it takes a lot of time to put up. So we captured that so that would be more Kansas-centric. And just updated fuels data and other items, fire occurrences. We have more accurate fire occurrence data now, too. So those are really important to where we can actually show where fire risk is in Kansas.
She explains how people can use the portal and a more in-depth report that is open to community leaders.
Put in their address, you know, it goes, zooms right to it, tells them the wildfire risk, and they can print off a report, and the report tells them how to mitigate that risk and what this means. And then if you're a bigger land manager or emergency management person or firefighter, you can actually go into the advanced viewer, which does require a login so we can kind of keep track of who's looking at that information and what they're looking at just for our kind of reporting side of things. And they can choose, you know, a fire district, they can choose a county, they can choose all these different things and pull down a bigger report that would give them more information. There's more layers in there. They're going to see more of that data that's going in there. That would be overwhelming for the average landowner, but would mean something more to the people that are making community decisions.
Paul plans to make the portal a continuous project as more data is gathered.
We don't want this to be a one-time thing. It's something that we'd like to update every 5 years or so we can increase fire occurrence data gets better all the time. We'll have better fuels data, et cetera. That way we can keep improving the data set. So it's not going to be a static product.
That was Kansas Forest Service Geographic Information Systems Analyst Darcy Paul as she explained the Wildfire Risk Assessment Portal, also referred to as RAP. Learn more at www.kansasforest.org. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Like new, priced right, the Nordis Motor Company has a 2023 Buick Envision. On trade, a 2018 Toyota RAV4. 2018 Buick Enclave Essence. They have a 2017 Jeep Renegade, 2017 Kia Sorento, and 2014 Chevy Equinox. Quality local trades at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Yeah.
One of America's original classic country stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.